In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This day is a day of great rejoicing for all of us here at Mount St. Francis. Why is that? Partly, of course, because it's the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's on one of the calendars, and so since we're using the 1962 calendar, we're actually doing it as a votive mass today. Okay, and there's a very particular reason, though, why this Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is a motive of great rejoicing. Why? Because something very stupendous has happened in these past few days, just in this week. And what is that? Okay, well, as most of you know, our institute, the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, has been working laboriously for the past couple of years to build up our mass media apostolate. And in particular, we're building 6 new Catholic radio stations here in the United States of America. Okay, and as you can imagine, that's not a small task. The friars that are working on this have been dedicating countless hours to it, you know, researching and fundraising and purchasing all the equipment and finding the appropriate places for antenna sites and everything else. It's a tremendous work, right, to bring Catholic radio to souls. Well, just in these past few days, the first of these 6 radio stations has gone on the air, okay? And that happens to be the one that we are working on right here at Mount St. Francis. Holy Virgin Mary Radio, WHVM, okay, which broadcasts at 91.9 out of Owego, New York, is now officially broadcasting and on the air. Okay, depending on how close you live to the site, of course, you'll get a stronger or weaker signal, or if you go too far, you won't get it at all. But the point is, it's up and on the air. And this is a motive of great rejoicing. It's the fruit of countless hours of labor on the part of, in particular, of Friar Augustine, the friar who also has the privilege of serving today's Mass. I can't tell you how much. He's basically been working exclusively on that and, of course, on prayer and the spiritual life for the past year. Okay, and so we have a motive to rejoice today. Okay, I think it's very appropriate that we announce the launch of this new radio station on a feast of Our Blessed Lady, and specifically this feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Why is that? Well, the mysteries of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart has a great deal to tell us about the radio apostolate. How so? Okay, Our Lady never listened to the radio, did she, during her life on earth? Of course not. Okay, but Our Lady teaches us the dispositions both of those who listen to the radio, to Catholic radio, and of those who put it on the air. Okay. In fact, if you look at the details that the evangelists, the inspired writers of the Gospels, give us about Our Lady's life, you notice one particular detail that comes up time and time again. And what's that? Okay. St. Luke, in particular, tells us that at each new little revelation in her life, each new moment in the revelation of the mystery of her son, Our Lady kept all of these things, pondering them in her heart. Okay. In other words, every time that God spoke to her heart in some way, every time that he revealed some special mystery to her, Our Lady didn't just allow the words or the events to, you know, kind of go in one ear and out the other. She didn't allow these mysteries to just kind of go over her head and then forget about them and go on to thinking about other allegedly more important things. Okay, that's what we do, unfortunately, with our hardened hearts so often and our dulled minds, right? We go to church, we listen to the gospel, and if you ask us 2-3 hours later what the gospel was that day, we can't remember. Okay, or you ask what the priest was preaching about that day, I don't remember. You know, but if we ask you what you watched on television that day, oh, you remember everything. Okay. If we ask you what you had for breakfast that morning or for lunch, you remember every little detail of it. Oy, okay. That tells you about something about how different Our Lady's heart is from ours. Okay. Because Our Lady never lost anything of the words that our Lord spoke to her, of the mysteries that he revealed to her. her heart was perfectly fertile soil. Right? You recall in the Gospels, our Lord gives a parable of the different ways that people receive the gospel, right? And it's a parable of seed that's being cast by a sower on different kinds of soil. Some of the seed falls on rocky ground, and it immediately gets snatched up by the birds. And those are the people that don't even understand the gospel, right? And the devil and his demons come along, and they whisk away the word that was proclaimed, and it never has a chance to sink in, okay? That's what happens to us when we're distracted. We don't listen to the gospel. We don't listen to the preaching. We're more concerned with other more important things that come from real life, so-called. I'm not quite sure how real it is, okay? Well, Our Lady wasn't like that, okay? Or you have the seed that fell on that fell amidst the thorns, right? At first it had some good soil there, and so it began to sprout up. It began to bear some kind of fruit. But then the thorns came along, and they choked it out. And our Lord says that's, you know, what happens when somebody receives the word of God with joy, and at first with a generous heart. But then the cares of this world and the desire for earthly goods comes along, and it chokes out the plant that was growing there. Okay, well, that didn't happen in Our Lady's heart either. Okay, Our Lady was like the seed that fell on fertile ground, rich ground. It took root in that ground, and nobody came along and snatched it away. Nothing came along and choked it out. It continued to grow, and it became a majestic tree, bringing forth blossoms and fruits of sanctity and holiness. Okay, well, that's what our hearts have to be like. Okay, if we want to be authentic Christians, we have to learn how to greedily grasp up with a holy greed every word that God offers to us. We have to allow it to sink into our hearts by mulling it over in our minds, and we have to allow it to transform our lives, so that we too can go forth like Our Lady and bear great fruit. Okay, and so Our Lady was this fertile soil that received the word of God generously, lovingly, adoringly. Okay, and so she's the model, the queen of contemplatives, of all those who rejoice in receiving the Catholic faith. But is she only the contemplative? Okay, there's something more there too. Okay, because if you look at the episode of the visitation of Our Lady to Saint Elizabeth, you find, what does she do there? Okay, she puts that word into practice. She puts it into action. And in particular, when she goes to Elizabeth, okay, she proclaims the good works that God had done in her. See, that word which was planted in her heart, it wasn't for her alone. It wasn't something that she was simply supposed to enjoy in her own spiritual life, and, you know, kind of sit back and mull over for her own sake, because it gives sweetness and contentment. We can be like that too sometimes, right? We like going to church and we like praying, but we think of it in terms of, you know, well, it's just kind of me and Jesus, and we don't think about anyone else. Our Lady wasn't like that, okay? As soon as Our Lady received the divine word that came down from heaven, right, and blossomed in her virginal womb, the first thing she did was she brought that divine word to others. She went to her cousin Elizabeth in order to serve her, and to live out that gospel of humility and of service and of love which had been given to her. And in particular, Our Lady proclaimed to St. Elizabeth the good news. She proclaimed to her the gospel. She proclaimed what God had done. And where do we see that? We see that in her beautiful Magnificat, right? Our Lady couldn't contain it anymore. At a certain point, compelled by her divine spouse, the Holy Spirit, Our Lady bursts forth in that wondrous hymn, that canticle of praise, singing, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit exults in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaid. Behold, from this day all generations shall call me blessed." And then she goes on praising God for his faithfulness to Israel and to all people, praising him for the many gifts that he's given to men. Okay, well, we Catholics have to be the same way. Okay, we have to have that fertile soil in our hearts to receive the divine word, but then we have to allow it to take root and to bring forth fruits, okay, and blossoms. But then we also have to proclaim it. We also have to bring it to others. And how do we do that? We do that through evangelization. Okay, we do that by finding ways to bring the gospel to others. We have to remember that God didn't come into this world only to save our souls. He came into this world to save every soul. every heart that beats upon the face of the earth. And so we have to bring the gospel to every heart that beats on the face of the earth. Okay, and that means we have to proclaim it. We have to evangelize. And the great intuition that St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe had back in the first half of the 20th century was to make use of the mass media apostolate to do that, right? He recognized that this was the most effective means in the modern day for bringing the gospel to as many souls as possible. You know, it's a beautiful thing to have that one-on-one contact. You know, you meet someone at work or when you're out shopping or whatever it might be, and you witness to your faith. Okay, it's another thing to put the gospel on the airwaves, and there are potentially thousands of people listening at any given time. Okay, and this is what we're hoping to do through Holy Virgin Mary Radio and the other five radio stations, which hopefully within the next year or so will be up on the air as well. Okay, and so what does this mean for all of us? Okay, well, for one thing, we need to pray for the success of this radio station. Okay, as you know, on the first Friday of each month, ordinarily, we have Eucharistic adoration here from morning till the afternoon, okay, for a very specific intention, right, for the success of this radio station, imploring our Blessed Lord to open up minds and hearts, to guide their hand as they're driving in their car, to turn the radio station just to that right dial so that they can listen, they can open up their minds and their hearts so that they can be changed, so that they too can be turned into apostles of our Lord and of our Blessed Mother. And so on this Feast of the Immaculate Heart, let's give thanks to our Blessed Lady for this grace of the new radio station, and let's offer our prayers consistently that it might succeed. And let's ask ourselves also how God may be calling us to participate in this great work of evangelization, bringing our Lord and His Blessed Mother to all souls for the greatest possible glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.